About last week, God is faithful. And what did we talk about the week before that? God is good. You know, it's important that God is good because God is faithful, right? If you're going to carry out something over a long period of time, it better be good, right? And this morning, we're going to look at God is supreme. And it's important that God is good because God is supreme. And I'm not talking about pizza. I'm talking about that God is over all. Whatever He sets out to accomplish, He will accomplish. Because unlike any other, He lacks nothing in His ability. First one we're going to look at is that God is supreme in power. There is no one that has the power that God has. No one. God is all powerful. He lacks nothing when it comes to power. And He has demonstrated His power. We don't even have to go to God's Word. We can just look around and say, wow, God is powerful, right? What existed before God created? Nothing, right? And we can look around and see all the things that have been created, right? The sun and the moon and the stars. We can study the stars and see how majestic they are, right? How awesome they are in size and scope and vastness, this vastness of space. Who could have done something like that? What could have made something like that? Our God. Paul says in Romans 20 and 21, "For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead." That by looking at the creation, we can see that God is forever powerful. He didn't gain in power. His power is eternal. "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Even though everyone recognizes the complexity of the world, some people do not give God the honor that is due Him. Colossians 1, 16 and 17, Paul says, "For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and in Him all things consist." You know, when we look out at the world, we see, wow, this world is amazing. There are so many wonderful things about this world. But you know, the most amazing things are the things that we can't even see. Love, joy, peace. Those are things that people will give their life for. They'll move the world for. And those are things that God created. He made us for those very things. Love and joy and peace. The invisible powers of the world are just as amazing as those things that are seen. And all of them exist because of God's power. He is not only the creator of the world, but He is also the sustainer of the world. 1 Chronicles 29, 10 through 14 says, "Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly. And David said, 'Blessed are You, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. Here, David is recognizing the might, the power of God, his place as supreme ruler over all of his creation. And what is his response? Who are we? Who are we that you would even think of us? Right? He says, who am I and who are my people that we should even be able to offer so willingly as this? God, who is vast in power, unlimited in power, unlimited in strength, perfect in all of his attributes. What is it about us that he would even pay attention to us? That he would even seek our praise? That he would even listen to our prayers? God is not only supreme in power, he is also supreme in authority. He is the God of gods. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10 says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all of my pleasure. What an amazing God we have. His authority is over all. He is the God of gods. There is no other. Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 22 says, and now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you for your good. Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord our God, Lord your God. Also the earth with all that is in it. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them. You above all peoples, as it is this day. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be stiff-necked no longer. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow. He loves the stranger and gives him food and clothing. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, and you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude. That is our God. Great, mighty, the God of gods, the Lord of lords. There is no one, there is no God like him. He has authority over everything. There is nothing that is not under his authority. He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. 1 Timothy 6:12 through 16 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in inapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. It almost sounds like he just said, let's just throw every single adjective that we can think of, right, in this list. Because there's literally no words that can describe who God is, right? The end of John, it says we could just go on forever writing all the works that Christ did and trying to explain them. But these were written that you may believe. Here Paul says that God is the only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in inapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. What an amazing description of God. When we truly think about who God is, when we truly begin to reflect on his holiness, his goodness, his faithfulness, his awesomeness, his supreme being. If we don't become humble, if we don't realize how unimportant we are, we're not paying attention. We're not understanding reality. Right? Most of us walk around in a world where we are the center of. Right? We walk around in this world, all of my problems are the most important things to me. Right? And we need to learn to recognize that that's not reality. Reality is God is the most important thing in our life. And we need to recenter our life to what is the most important. It's not what I want. It's not what I need. It's about who is God and how can I serve him and who is he to me? What is my relationship to him? Psalm 99, 1 through 5 says, the Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice, and you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. God is not only supreme in power, he is not only supreme in authority, he is also supreme in wisdom. Psalm 33, 13 through 15 says, the Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. And he fashions their hearts individually, and he considers all their works. God knows you, and he knows your heart. He knows what you've done. And he is looking at you and saying, Romans 11, 33 through 34 says, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Have you ever known God's thoughts? The ones that he recorded for us in his word, right? You know, Jeremiah says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, right? To give you a hope, right? That's his thoughts toward us, is to give us hope. But do we know God's thoughts? No, we don't. I remember debating this guy who was an atheist, and he says, we can know that God is not good. The God of the Bible is not as good as he says he is. And I said, well, how do you know that? Well, because people suffer. Okay. Well, obviously he's not good. He's not powerful enough to stop the suffering. And I said, well, do you know every act that God is doing in the world? No. Do you know every plan that he has? No. How can you judge somebody if you don't know what they're doing? Crickets, right? His judgments are unsearchable. We can't even make a claim against God because where would we register the claim? That's what Job says, right? Here he is suffering. Where do I even go to put a claim against God? God knows all things. His wisdom and knowledge is unlimited. His ways are higher than our ways. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. It's really important that God is good because he is all-powerful. Whatever he desires, he can bring into fruition. He can make it happen. I remember as a child praying to God and saying, God, if you're real, show me and I will worship you. There's a toy that I want. If you make it appear right here in my hands, I will tell everybody that you gave it to me. And you will get all the credit. Right? If I had all power as a child, what would I have done with it? I would have served myself. Right? I would have made myself. I would have sought every desire that I had. And we can all know how that would end up, right? It wouldn't end up good for me. It wouldn't end up good for the people around me. Now, as an adult, it would be nice to think that I have all my priorities in order. That now I am good, right? It'd be nice to think that, but I know the truth. I know that if I had all power and all authority, I would mess it up. Right? Or it's that saying, if men were angels, I don't know, go look up that saying, whatever it is, about men being angels or something like that. There'd be no need for government or something like that. But anyway, the point is even as we age, hopefully we get better, but we are nowhere close to where God is in our goodness. And so when we evaluate why is this happening, the reality is we don't know. And that's okay. Because our thoughts, what we think, is at a whole different level, like down here, compared to what God thinks. And he has a plan. It is a good plan. He is bringing it to fruition. His ways are higher. Isaiah 4, 7, 27 through 31 says, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by God. Isn't that what we hear today? God, where are you? Right? Do you not even see me? We played that song by NF, right? Do you see us down here, Lord? Do you see us down here? Do you see us? That's the question of our heart sometimes. Are you even paying attention to what's happening to me? Here I am suffering. I don't deserve this. Why are you not paying attention? If you go through the Psalms, you'll see that over and Lord, how long do I have to wait? Lord, that you don't forget about your servant. Remember me. Right? Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, the ends of the earth, He neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail and fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The Bible says that God searches the earth, looking for people whose hearts are faithful to Him so that He can show Himself strong. God is good. God is faithful. And God is all-powerful. The question is, where are we? Are we doing the right things? Are we faithful? That's the challenge. We must repent and get back to following God and wait on Him. And in due time, He will lift us up. That's His promise. Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we look forward to this Christmas day, in a little over a week, Lord, we're going to celebrate the coming of Your Son. What an amazing event that the God of the universe, with all power, all authority, all sufficiency, You didn't need us. You wanted us. We rejected You. We went off on our own path. We did not worship You as God. We did not give You the credit that You deserve. And yet You still poured out Your love, giving Your very Son so that we could know You, so that we could know Your desire. And it is to save. It is to bring salvation into our life. Lord, You do not want to hurt us. You want to protect us. You want to lift us up. But Lord, we must be found faithful. We must go through this trial, this testing time, and show, Lord, that we are faithful to You. We are faithful to what is good. We are faithful to what is right. And Lord, You will lift us up on wings like eagles, and You will bring us into Your presence to live forever and ever. Lord, we do look forward to that day. But until then, Lord, help us to be found faithful. Lord, help us to be faithful to You. Lord, help us to repent of our sins. As we talked about in Sunday school this morning, Lord, sin has just such a way of deceiving our hearts and deceiving us into its desires, its plans. But Lord, You have a better plan. So help us to be about that. Help us to not be prideful, but humble, and to serve You, our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.